This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get rolling with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Where do we live, anyway? We live in a pretty good place here, don't we? Anybody who asks, we have an answer for them of where we live. Aaron Tempid does the best job of speaking for us. The freedom-loving, God-fearing, Constitution-revering audience of What's on Your Mind across the Northern Plains. Let's listen.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes
right here.
An eagle fly.
USA, USA, and better than that,
it's a big old land with countless
little corner of North Dakota where those dreams,
happiness ain't out,
and happiness are a lot more prevalent than they are in some of their wolfish areas of North Dakota.
He's coming to the neighborhood there in Tiffin is, by the way.
Is he really?
Be, Manoman, Minnesota on the 17th of December, and up at Grand Casino Mille Lacs in Minnesota on the 18th.
All right, Super Producer, you hear that?
Swing through Minnesota.
We want Aaron Tiffin on the air. You ready for this? Everybody, he's coming to Shooting Star, did you say?
Yep, Shooting Star, Manoman on the 17th of December, and Grand Casino Mille Lacs on the 18th.
Okay.
I think we can do that.
Okay, good. Aaron Tippin. We're going to sing the song live. We'll do like Fox and Friends does.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Speaking of Fox and Friends, we're going to New York City December 7th. That's coming up quick, folks, about a month away. Tuesday, December 7th through Saturday the 11th. And we have a handful of seats left. Last chance to join us. And we are going to Fox and Friends. That's new. That's new on the agenda. In addition to meeting up with the folks from Newsmax, and we've got really some, that's something you can't do. You can't just go to Fox and Friends and, you know, meet Steve Ducey and have Janice Dean come out and take a picture with you and a bunch of stuff. And the fun thing about going to Fox is that there's always people coming in and out of there. Last time we were there, Newt Gingrich stopped by and chatted with the group for a while. So it's great fun. It really is. But in addition to that, we're doing great tour of New York City, professional guide, St. Patrick's Cathedral, 9/11 Memorial and Museum, where, by the way, we'll also see St. Paul's Chapel. That's at Ground Zero, the little chapel that stood. Phenomenal. Incredible. By the way, you let me know when Congressman Armstrong is on, if you would, Daniel. So we are ready for him. Okay. And Kevin thinks he's calling him. Chris says he's calling GCN. Whatever. Just get him on the phone for me, guys. Okay.
We're watching.
All right. Clock's ticking, so let's do that. Meantime, I'll just tell you what else we're going to do in New York City. They're going to do a little cruise out on the Hudson. On the, you know, you see the whole iconic skyline at night. It's so fun, and they have music and beer, wine, soda, a little dinner cruise. It's, oh man, it's so darn fun. Circle around the Statue of Liberty, great photos. It's just so much fun. As well as Trump Tower. Got to go to Trump Tower when you're in New York City. We're doing dinner there. Then to the Radio City Music Hall for the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. Ain't Too Proud, the story of the Temptations from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pure entertainment. We're going to see two fantastic shows and get you up top of the 30 Rockefeller Center and also the One World Observatory. It's a lot to love here. So come along if you'd like. Go to my Facebook page and find details there, or you can send me an email right now, scotth@flagfamily.com. The question we're getting asked a lot is, do you have to have a proof of vaccination in New York City? Unfortunately, we don't make the rules in New York City, so the answer to that is yes. And some people have said, nope, I'm not going to go spend my money in New York City if that's what their rules are, and totally get it, totally get it. Understand why that would be wrong for some folks. I'm of the opinion You got to show a flimsy piece of paper, and you go. And I'm not going to let them rob me from a great family tradition and a great tradition with our listeners. So it's a lot of fun. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on What's on Your Mind. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry about that. I'm in the one little spot where we don't have cell service between Bismarck and Jamestown, so I should be good now.
I thought you might be out chasing a deer or something.
Some
pheasants.
Opening day of deer season, I was laying on my couch waiting to see what Speaker Pelosi could negotiate with between the left and the far left of her party.
That had to be a little painful. Talk about what happened this weekend from your perspective. A lot of anger towards Republicans right now because of sort of enabling the Pelosi-Biden push on Tranche 1. What was your take on what happened in the House over the weekend?
Yeah, I think you have to come down to, they were always going to probably have some of those Republican votes. That's just, I mean, there's a lot of people who support it. People who came out when it came over from the Senate that supported it. I think the big anger was when they voted on it. Making the Democrats get to 218 before you start leaking votes for people who want to support it is a really big deal because for a lot of different reasons, and I think you can see it by how everybody's kind of come out again. I mean, come out afterwards, forcing her to make the squad and everybody else get in line and not take an easy vote, particularly on something as important to this to the next election cycle, policy, politics, all of it is kind of where everybody's at.
Chad Pergram from Fox quoted AOC. I'm not a big fan of hers, obviously. I know neither are you. She voted no on the infrastructure bill and said, quote, by advancing the infrastructure bill without its companion legislation, we fear Congress may have jeopardized immigration reform, any chance of meaningfully addressing climate change, blah, 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 all the woke stuff. And I wanted to go, exactly. Isn't that the idea of worst case being infrastructure only, not this Build Back Broke program?
Well, I think the reality of that is just, I mean, the messaging side of all of this, they were where they were, but there is zero chance. I think the only way you killed Build Back Better in the House is by killing the infrastructure bill. And you and I have had this conversation a lot. I've never treated these as two separate bills because the leaders of the Democratic Party in the House have never treated them as two separate bills. And I just honestly think that if we would have stopped this infrastructure bill on Friday, they would have almost no chance to get the second one passed.
By the way, I agree with you on that, simply because of the timing. When the Senate did what it did was a very different time. It was prior to the bungling of Afghanistan. It was prior to the supply chain crisis getting worse and worse and worse. Gas prices going up. Now Virginia. And I think you're in a very different place. I think if you would have killed the infrastructure bill, you'd have killed them both. Now, the danger is they can go back and pass anything they want without a single Republican vote, but it's a lot tougher to do that when people see Virginia, right? So I think the Senate, and I've explained this to the audience, many in our audience don't like it. They agree with you, not me on this. But I was saying, if I'm a Republican, and I could say the funding formula is going to benefit North Dakota, and the Trump permitting reform is in it, and $400 billion is actual roads and bridges, and the other stuff gets you over about $500 billion on that, highway trust fund dollars, et cetera. I say, look, it's better than the crap they're going to do on their own, but we're at a very different time right now. So I think it would have been better if Republicans were able to kill it, and they didn't, they empowered it. Now we can only pray for the big one to go down, which I agree with you won't happen in the House, but it could in the Senate, because that's why some people voted for that over in the Senate. Is that crazy talk?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's some dynamics. I mean, people judge infrastructure differently. You have to, I mean, some of our guys scored at 10%. The Wall Street Journal scored it at 25%. Some of that depends on whether you take the highway surface transportation route anyway, because that's a must-bill path every year. But I think the actual reality is if you send us a bipartisan infrastructure bill from the Senate and you allow Republicans and Democrats to negotiate an infrastructure bill in the House, you lose your 30 farthest left members for whatever reason, then you send a bill back to the Senate and you're really negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, because there's things in the Senate bill that are not good. And that's just the truth. I mean, we spent billions and billions of dollars on Amtrak over the last year, and they get another $14 billion. I mean, this doesn't help supply chain. This doesn't help anything. This is an antiquated transportation system that's never been able to really run funding, and they're getting significantly more money than, I mean, any other mode of transportation that's important to moving our products out of North Dakota. But that's never what happened in the House, Scott. What happened in this House was they were negotiating how to pass this bill to make the moderate Democrats happy and ensure that the progressives in the House get their bill next. That was the only negotiation that's occurred from the time we got this bill from the Senate. So while it was bipartisan in the Senate, have a lot of appreciation for that. This was simply a negotiation between the left and the far left in the House. And there's no way they can spin it any other way.
That makes sense. You got handed a crap sandwich. And our only prayer now to judge the strategy of the Republican senators is if they are able to peel off enough Democratic votes, given where we are. And I think that's a possibility, don't you? In the Senate?
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, just the dynamics of the two things. I mean, we spend a lot of time banking on the reasonableness of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, and that's a really scary place to be in. I think they're both, I mean, it's just a scary place to be in North Dakota.
There's others, though. There's other Democrats who've said privately that, look, get this one passed, and I don't have to vote for that one. And I would think they're looking at the poll numbers now and gotta think long and hard about that. Let's pray, because that's how I'm going to judge the ultimate outcome in that Senate version. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Your calls, questions, and comments for him after this. 258-0550. Let's go.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, we're going to talk with one of the sponsors of one of the vaccine mandate firewall legislation in the Senate now in the House, I guess, from the special session later this hour. So stay tuned for that. We're going to break down what is before legislators. We're chatting with Congressman Kelly Armstrong now. Your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Chris, somewhere in southern Montana, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess I don't have anything for the congressman, but I just haven't heard you guys or anybody even mention the fact that the Democrats got a mandate for abortion and killing babies, that a woman has a right to her do what she wants with her body, but then they pushed this vaccine mandate that you don't have a right to either get a shot or don't get a shot.
Yeah, I don't. Kelly, Scott, thought on that?
Yeah, I think this is an important part of this, and this is what you're seeing from unified control with the Democrats in Washington, D.C. You know, the Hyde Amendment has traditionally been a bipartisan issue. I mean, just then Senator Joe Biden supported the Hyde Amendment, and the Democrats are stripping it from everything. So you don't necessarily talk about it in infrastructure. You don't talk about it in whatever the social engineering bill they're calling it this week, but they're taking it out of everything. And regardless of all of those other issues, I mean, you know this, my mom was a Catholic kindergarten teacher. This has mattered to me long before politics, but there's a consensus in the country that the federal government shouldn't be paying for this, and they're taking it out of everything.
And just so you know, for what the Hyde Amendment is, explain that to listeners then, but long-standing tradition.
The Hyde Amendment is that you cannot use federal funding to support getting abortion. It's not a pro-life or a pro-choice issue. It is a issue of you cannot use federal dollars for it, and that it has long and traditionally had bipartisan support. Also, it has bipartisan support amongst the entire country. Most people support that position. Even pro-choice people support that position.
That's how radical the Democrats are. It's crazy. Yeah. Which is one of the reasons I worry a little bit about, okay, you Republicans aren't doing what I want, therefore I'm going to primary you. Therefore I'm going to get my ire on you. That is a guaranteed way to say things like the pro-life cause are gone. Things like, any kind of sensible tax policy in this country and not having this insane pay your fair share insanity is gone. I mean, let's pay illegal immigrants because they came here illegally, but we separated them because we're trying to protect kids from the human traffickers. Gone. You know, I mean, we got to be careful about this internal food fight, this circular firing squad, don't we, Kelly?
Well, especially we have to be careful of it. I mean, we can't win and we can't take back the majority in either the House or the Senate deep red districts. We have to be able to do this. And, you know, I was state party chair in North Dakota for 3 years. I can tell you just in North Dakota, the different kinds of candidates that have to, that run in different kind of districts. So our number one goal should be to make sure that Speaker Pelosi or whoever is succeeding her does not get the gavel again. But also at the same time, it doesn't do, coming from an ag and energy state, we still have people that on the big issues that are important, tax reform, government overreach, we have to have consensus.
Texter says, has Kelly tested his opinion in Williston, Grand Forks, and Detroit Lakes about being anti-Amtrak?
I'm not anti-Amtrak. I'm anti-spending billions, if $14 billion in this bill after they got another $7 billion last year. It's a disproportionate amount of money that we're spending on a train that with no significant reform to figure out how we don't have to do it again in 10 years. This is a trick the federal government does. Every 10 years, we bail something out that's a program that doesn't make any money, and then we come back and just do it again, and we don't ever hold them accountable for figuring out a way to do this better. It's just they get themselves so far in the red, then we come bail them out, and it costs my kids, my grandkids, and everybody's listening future. We're $30 trillion in debt. We need reform with all of these programs, and Amtrak should not be excluded from that.
A lot of listeners want to know.
Most of the money for Amtrak is going on the East Coast, which isn't going to help Williston, Minot, or Detroit Lakes.
Most of our listeners are asking, many of them are, that you sort of reconcile who's right on the amount of infrastructure in the bill. Because there is, and I read earlier, this is from the Senate now, $1.2 trillion bill, $550 billion in new spending over the next 5 years includes $413 billion for road, bridges, and highway projects, $66 billion for passenger and freight rail, $65 billion for broadband, 47 point, that's infrastructure for the pipe to get higher speed internet to communities, especially in rural places. $47.2 billion for flood, drought mitigation and cybersecurity, $18 billion for carbon capture, $16 billion ports and roadways, $11 billion highway safety. You get the drill. It's a lot more than 10%. I've said sometimes I believe both the Build Back Better and cost and also the infrastructure bill cost have been used as the top line to get to 10%. I can't figure out how that, that much in spending, $413.5 billion for road, bridges, and highway projects alone translates into 10% infrastructure.
Well, and I mean, I'll go back to this, and I think the answer to this is don't listen to me, don't listen to whoever. There's different news sources out there that have done a lot of reporting on this. The Wall Street Journal says it's 25%. CBO Score has it in a different way. Center for Responsible Government says there's no economic growth. Read the sources you trust, read through it, read multiple sources, because that's one of the other things that happens in D.C., and it's not unique to this. Everybody scores things differently. Everybody takes a different number. I never knew math could be part until I got to D.C., but it really, really is. So the answer I'll give you is when you treat them the way I've treated them since the beginning with both of these bills, between the infrastructure bill and the social engineering bill, there's just far more bad than good and significant bad. Even on the other one, we've spent a lot of time talking about the top line number, but we don't spend enough time talking about these entire one of the ways they play the tricks, right, is they make the programs temporary. Well, nobody expects these programs to be temporary, and it fundamentally alters every citizen's relationship with the federal government, essentially from the cradle to the grave, and it's really, really actually quite scary.
You put out a strong statement about Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses, calling it serious government overreach. A lot of our listeners, 2,500 of whom were at the state capitol yesterday, pretty extraordinary, 1,300 inside after the rally saying, we want the state legislature to prevent this from happening in North Dakota. What can you do?
There's lots of things. We've sponsored a bill. Obviously, we're in the minority in the House, so getting a likelihood of us getting a hearing are very, 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 very little or low. But I've been on the phone with the Attorney General. The Fifth Circuit just came out on the OSHA mandate. Spent a lot of time talking. I mean, there's three different ones, right? There's OSHA, there's CMS, and then there's I'll remember it as soon as I get off the radio, right? We have businesses in North Dakota. I talked to a contractor last week. I mean, we're trying to help them navigate this, low walk this, so the court systems can get involved. I appreciate the Fifth Circuit, but for a small contractor with less than 100 employees, the way the federal government's trying to make them do it is say they have to do it with all their subs. Well, outside of that just being an incredible overreach, it's almost impossible to do. You can't go to your contractor sub plumbing person. I mean, our construction guys aren't healthcare experts and asking about whether or not you have a valid religious exemption. And the OSHA stuff is really bad for rural healthcare. And so we've just been talking to everybody trying to work our way through it. Problem is, a lot of this stuff doesn't have the rules yet. So pretty happy that the Attorney General signed the suit. Pretty happy that Fifth Circuit issued an injunction.
Two more quick questions for Congressman Armstrong, and we'll let him go, and we're going to talk about a bill to do just that in North Dakota that's before the legislature. That when we return on What's On Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Musician Drake on Monday night issued his first public remarks on the devastating tragedy at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, where he made a surprise appearance before a stampede of concertgoers led to the deaths of 8 people. Drake socialized, quote, "My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering," end quote. Thousands of migrants sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland on Monday, cutting razor wire defenses and using branches to try to climb over them. The siege escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border. Poland's government said it had rebuffed an illegal invasion and claimed the situation was under control. The city of Brea in Southern California unanimously supported a memorandum November 2nd to approve salary increases and relax sick leave for its police department. Will allow the city to attract more qualified applicants when hiring new officers and other employees. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Indoor air quality is darn important, now more than ever. There's mold in the air, there's viruses in the air, there's harmful bacteria in the air, and there is air cleaning attachments of all shapes and sizes. Think of it like buying a car. I mean, you can go buy a little postage stamp car that you have to plug in and hope it doesn't get cold outside, all the way up to giant SUVs, right? Same thing on indoor air quality options. Businesses, especially with the most sensitive of residents, like in long-term care facilities, are using this. Schools are using this, and it's working. Bars and restaurants have put this in and not seen one contact trace come back to them. So find out more about your options and how to take this pandemic out and every other one after it and all kinds of other bad things. We all want our people healthy at work. We want to be healthy at home, wherever you're at. HATandSons.com. They are the indoor air quality team that can help you. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Two more questions. All right, final minutes with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We've had a few people ask what you have done related to the special jail that is set up in Washington, D.C., for the individuals accused of wrongdoing on January 6th. You and I have talked about this before, and you've said, look, believe it or not, this happens all the time. But there have been members of Congress, your colleagues, have actually gone into this jail and found horrific conditions and are bringing some attention to this. I guess people are just wondering if you agree with them that this is something that just needs to be fixed ASAP.
Well, first of all, it's not a special jail. It's a federal jail. It's not specifically designed for January 6th defendants. This is a longer one, which we could do on your show sometime. I practiced criminal defense in federal court for 10 years. So do I think these people are being treated unfairly? Absolutely. Do I think they're being treated uniquely unfairly compared to other federal defendants? They're just not. This is how the federal system works. At the very least, I'm glad they're shining a light on it. But you don't have to take my word for it or other members of Congress. There's a judge removing people from this jail and putting them somewhere else because of the horrid conditions. And that should never happen to any defendant, whether it's January 6th or otherwise.
One thing I want to ask you about is this growing problem of chronic waste disease. Here we are with an awesome tradition of the deer season, and I'm hearing from so many people just awful. And I know you're sponsoring legislation, which I would hope would be bipartisan and sail through, that would research and manage the spread of chronic waste disease. Any update on that?
Yeah, I mean, we're moving to pass the agriculture committee. It's moving forward. It obviously sportsmen care about it. North Dakota has it, but we don't have it bad yet. But unfortunately, it's bad for a lot of reasons. It really affects builder, but if you get into the cattle, I mean, into our cattle and all this, it's not just a sportsman's issue. It's a tremendously devastating disease to deer herds and the things we like to do. So this is actually a good way to figure out how to deal with it. Because if we don't, it's going to continue to grow in more and more districts.
Yeah, and I'm hearing some pockets where it's really, really bad, even in North Dakota. But as you say,
it's starting to come down from Canada, too, instead of just in the southwest part of the state. So it's scary stuff, man.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. He's traveling today and appreciate the time. Dana in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Dana, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I was going to say to Kelly, and this is no offense to this, but the reason they don't want to find the salt problems for like Amtrak and the railroad is they got all these study groups and focus groups that burn up the money. So if they solve the problem, they're out of a job. And if they keep doing the federal budget like they've been doing, it's never going to work because they're doing the same thing that made it $30 trillion in debt. And this rally? I'm really disappointed. I was there. There was a good crowd. It was a nice crowd. It was a good rally. And these people going, Cal, you could see them up in the windows watching. And not the governor, not the attorney general, none of the industrial commissioners, none of the legislature could take 10 minutes. Jim Casper came out and made a nice little speech about it. It was nice to see him. But they couldn't, you know, stand up and address these issues.
Well, two things I would say. I don't know how this happened, but I think, according to Rex Wardner, he was invited to a press conference that Chet Pollard organized, and the time of it changed from 3 to 2:30, and he got an email or a text saying, hey, we're meeting in the media room. So wasn't aware of any plans for the Great Hall or any of that. He was just sort of, tell me where to go and at what time. And the times changed, and they ended up going downstairs. I believe the reason they went downstairs is because Jim Casper invited people to come in for that press conference. And, you know, if you're a leader and going to do a press conference, communicating with the press and having that larger group there wouldn't be real conducive to doing a press conference. But they scheduled it for the Great Hall at 3 o'clock, and they moved it after they heard people had been invited inside. Bad luck. Really bad luck. But I don't think you can put this on the governor or the lieutenant governor or the attorney general or anybody else, because it wasn't their deal. And a lot of the leaders of the legislature are in committees and doing things. So, I agree with you, and I said it was a bad missed opportunity that they didn't, at least the two leaders, go up from the press conference and then talk to people and say, here's what happened. We've heard you. We're going to do this. I do agree with that. But I wouldn't say everybody's to blame for not getting to the podium because they just didn't know. But again, I don't think you ever can air. I mean, the governor was in his office, I understand. I'm sure he had meetings. The governor knows there's people out there. I mean, I'd go out there and shake hands. Lieutenant governor did. Walk through the group but he didn't know, you know, like what? Oh, the press conference didn't know anything about it. You know, so just assumed, like there are many times events in the Great Hall and there was another event. But, I do worry about how especially leadership and a lot of times associations and lobbyists and everything else, they think the people are like pesky. You're like, you know, hey, we got a process here. Just, you know, we can do this, which is why people need to be bold. And being bold simply means you go to the state capitol at 12 noon on a Monday. Turns out to be a beautiful day, and you stand up for what you believe in. And 1,300 people, according to Capitol Police, went inside, near a record, through Capitol Police to go inside. That's phenomenal, and that's America. That's the best of North Dakota. I saw those people. That was the best of North Dakota yesterday. And if you were not able to be there, and I just heard from somebody who texted me a while ago, said, I came from Glendon, Minnesota to go there, because at least North Dakota is going to do something about this. People came from all over, which is fantastic. Those of you that couldn't make it, there's still a chance for you to impact what happens. And we're far from the finish line on standing up against the federal government. We got bills that were proposed and are going to go to the legislature to be debated, but they got to pass the House and the Senate and survive the sausage-making swampish process of, watering them down or whatever. So take the time to find out who your legislator is in North Dakota and let them know how you feel. Do not be cranky. Do not be mean. Do not be vitriolic. Be a good person, but tell them what you believe. Thanks, Dana. One of those people that represents us in Bismarck is the Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, here to talk a little bit about the process and specifically about the vax mandate bill that seems to be the one that has the most chance of passing. Kim Koppelman, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
Good. What did you think of that crowd yesterday at the Capitol?
Oh, it was great. And contrary to what the I was listening to your, I just listened to a little bit of the previous caller. And contrary to what he indicated, I went out and spoke to the crowd. I thought it was great. I said, I looked out of these windows for 27 years, and I've never seen a more beautiful sight to see that many North Dakotans coming to rally at the Capitol and talk about freedom and let their elected representatives know what's interesting and important to them. That's what representative government's all about.
Good for you. By the way, I think he mentioned Jim Casper addressed the crowd for a bit. So you did the same thing. You went up to the podium and told him, great.
I did. I'd heard that later on, I heard that Jim had done that. I wasn't aware of any other legislators who had or who had not. But, as Speaker of the House, I think I've got a responsibility for the full legislature as well as myself and my constituents in my district. And I think when people, come to the Capitol, I didn't know much about the rally, to be honest with you. I had heard a blip here and there because we've been traveling and doing a lot of things getting ready for the session, the special session. But, and I was in committee meetings all morning. And as soon as they were out, I looked out there and I thought, this is fantastic. And I went down and actually Chris Berg was there and he said, hey, you want to say a few words? I said, absolutely. Chris is an old friend. And so I was happy to address the group and, reminded them of the importance of what they're doing, the fact that the state government is the fundamental level of government in the United States of America, that it was the states that created the federal government, not the other way around. And I think most conservatives understand that. But one thing we sometimes forget is that it's also state government that created local governments, counties and cities and townships and school districts and so on. And really, those other levels of government, be it the federal level or the local level, are limited. Their powers are specified and they're limited by law, by the Constitution. And the state government has police powers which are undefined and it's the broadest scope of government there is. So for people to come to the state capitol and say, hey, this is what's important to me, that's absolutely where it should be.
By the way, I think we need a great reset in this country. And the reset would say, let's go really line by line through what the Founding Fathers envisioned. And what you just said, Kim, is spot on. It is spot on. I just saw Rick Santorum, a friend of mine, used to be in the presidential sweepstakes for a number of years, now is the Newsmax contributor. But Rick has joined the Convention of the States, which is an effort by legislatures to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Enough of this already. Let's go back to how the Founding Fathers actually envisioned the states running the show. And everything we worry about today on every front, from borders to you name it, we could fix if we recognize what the 10th Amendment actually says and go back to that. And it does start with your state legislatures. I don't believe people have enough respect for the time and effort legislators put in, but most importantly, for the power they have. And they need people who are enormously frustrated and worried about the direction of this country to engage there, because so much of a firewall can be put up there. One example is on this vaccine mandate from the federal government. Prime example, right, Kim?
Correct. And, I think government overreach is clear. I think many recognize that. I hope most do. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on Saturday stayed the president's edict that he was trying to enforce by regulation through OSHA, requiring businesses that have more than 100 employees to require vaccinations. And
by the way, we have another breaking news bit today. I mentioned this earlier, but Eighth Circuit is getting legislation today with two plaintiffs from North Dakota with employees of 100 or more on a different approach to stop this long-term and mandate a whole reboot of this whole thing and what they're trying to do. So there's a lot of fronts there. I want to talk about what the legislature is proposing here and go through this with you when we come back. Speaker of the House Kim Koppelman on What's on Your Mind.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in Grand Forks, Dickey, Barnes, and Stark County, North Dakota, and an exceptional ranch with very good hunting in Billings County, North Dakota. And don't forget 470 acres of exceptional cropland near Crookston, Minnesota, in Polk County. You can view all of these auctions and many more land and farm estate equipment retirement auctions at Pipers.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If I hit that button right there.
We're kind of waiting.
Yeah. I was talking. You couldn't hear me, but I could hear. It was rehearsing. Now we can do it for real. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Better Executive Duty Garden Reserve Police EMS Firefighters. Only a handful of tickets left for you to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks. This Thursday, day after tomorrow, you'll need to stop by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip, show your proof of service, pick up a ticket for you and a guest to see Scott Hennen, the Scott Hennen, live on What's in Your Mind.
I'll be there. And by the way, Todd's wearing a Let's Go Brandon hat today. There's the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts now that a North Dakota company has done. We actually were planning on having Spencer Brandon on today to talk about this North Dakota company that's done this. They have homegrown tees, really nice ones, farm one with North Dakota on it, a bunch of them. But my favorite is Let's Go Brandon, and the Let's Go Brandon is spelled in shipping containers, guys. NDTs.com. NDTs.com.
Perfect.
T-E-E-S. NDTs.com.
Oh,
right?
Man.
I love it. Sandin and Minot, let's get you in here quickly with the Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman. Go ahead, Sandin.
Yes, I was at the rally yesterday, and we were all upstairs. I believe it was the Memorial Hall. I think you're calling it the Great Hall. I don't know if that's the same thing or not. But we were standing there waiting. Nothing was happening. I called the governor's office. The governor, the lady that answered phone, didn't know anything about it. Through a series of passed-down phone calls, we got to the facilities manager, and there was supposed to be a speech that took place up there. I believe, and the story I got is that it was they were supposed to give, I think it was the two leaders were supposed to give their speech, and they seen all the people there, and they went down to the media room and did it at 2:30 when we were supposed to meet them up there at 3:30.
Yeah, everything's right about what you said, with the exception of it was a press conference. They put out a press release saying, and it was to respond to We the People. It was to respond to the rally, which they did do, but they only did it for the media downstairs. Rather than come up and talk to the people. So, I don't know why it got changed. We're going to ask Chet Pollard. It was a mistake. It shouldn't have been. They should have come. But Kim Koppelman, as you heard, addressed the crowd. Jim Casper did. He's the one that invited people in, so at least there were a few. But the leader should have been there. They should have. It was. It sounds to me like it's on Chet Pollard for changing the time because the times didn't work or whatever, which happens. And I get that they'd want to talk to the media, but they also should go talk to the people. Because people, they don't get that there's committee meetings and everything else. They're just like, hey, we're here. Come talk to us. What's the big deal? So good on Kim and Jim for doing that. Too bad the others didn't do it, including the governor. I don't know what's happening. It's right out your door. This is not complicated. But it wasn't their deal. It was supposed to be a press conference. Kim, can you tell me which bill our listeners who want the federal vaccine mandate to be stopped dead in its tracks in North Dakota, just like it is in Montana through an executive order, in other places through an executive order and emergency legislation, which bill would do that? Which bill should our listeners tell the leaders they want passed?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have the bill numbers in front of me. I have the they were just numbered yesterday. I have the legislative council numbers, which is a long drifting out number here. But I can tell you that we advanced. I'm just looking at the ones here. There were eight total measures that the Delayed Bills Committee moved forward yesterday. And that committee consists of the leadership of the House, and the Senate has a Delayed Bills Committee as well. But in the House, we had 21 submitted. Three of those were withdrawn, so 19 were considered. And of the 19, eight moved forward. One went to the Redistricting Committee, there were six bills and one resolution that went forward to the what's called the Joint Technical Corrections Committee, which is kind of a strange name, but it's the committee that's been created to hear all the bills that deal with something other than redistricting or appropriations. Those committees are meeting respectively to hear those things. But of the ones we advanced, there's one regarding critical race theory. There is, one that is a resolution recognizing parents as the chief stakeholders in the future of the education of their children. And, of course, that has to do with the controversies we're hearing around the country about parents coming to school board meetings.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to interrupt you here, Kim, but we only have a couple minutes left. Okay. I'm looking at the clock, and I want you to tell us the bill we should support on the vaccine mandates, and I believe we at least know it's Bob Paulson and your son Ben Koppelman, if I'm seeing it correctly, on the sponsors. So if people write a note, whatever, they say, hey, I want the Paulson-Koppelman bill. It's going to be the one that you believe is the best. Am I correct?
Well, and I think what's going to happen, though, Scott, is that with advancing three or four bills on the same topic, what you're going to see, and I hope this is the case, is a melding of the best provisions of all those bills. There's one that Representative Paulson has sponsored. There's one that Representative Weiss has sponsored, and a couple of others that went forward. So I would just talk about the topic rather than the bill number at this point.
Okay.
I would just say, please pass a bill that stops vaccine passports, that stops vaccine mandates in North Dakota. And,
good point. Just tell them you want a vax mandate ban in North Dakota. Stop the feds' overreach. Simple
exactly.
as that.
Because and we don't know what the bills will look like when they come out of that committee. They could be amended and look completely different than they were introduced.
Yeah. Now, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, did tell us yesterday these bills, he's read them both, thinks they'll be combined and something will pass the Senate. That's good. That's big. Because yep. usually House stuff has more of a challenge in the Senate. But
right.
it's up to our listeners to find out who are my representatives. I am going to send them a note. I'm going to call them. I'm going to email them. Respectfully say, pass the vax mandate ban in North Dakota, please. That's
correct.
Very simple. They've got to hear, just like they saw 2,500 people out there yesterday, as you say, a sea of humanity, unlike anything we've ever seen. Keep that momentum going right now. And as I read these bills, it's pretty simple. It says you can't discriminate against somebody because they didn't get a vaccine the federal government thinks they should get. Pretty simple there. Kim, good luck on the special session. We'll have you back. Look forward to following it. Tick-tock, tick-tock. You bet. God bless. Thanks. We are out of time. My friends got to go. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.